Hi, my name is James Wynn, and I've known Lauren since 1996. I've tried to recollect the first day that I met Lauren, and honestly, I couldn't tell you when it was or how it went down. She's just kind of seamlessly woven into the fabric of my memory. She's just always been there. Now, we met in the sixth grade at Hughes Middle School in our hometown of Tustin, and we've been friends ever since. And all throughout high school, I had my core group of guy friends, and we had our respective female friends that we considered our girls, and Lauren was wholeheartedly one of our girls. And to me, she was always a dude's type of chick. I always considered her as one of the bros because she would always talk to me like one of the bros. There was no barrier between, female and male. She would just share with me just all these, all of her secrets and her private stories and stuff like that, And that's just kind of the relationship we've always had. And her and I always accepted what came with the territory of being good friends, all the ups and the downs, and we could become just as annoyed with each other as much as we loved each other. And when you know someone that well, there's a vulnerability that you feel whenever you're around that person that scares you because you can't hide the things from the past that you've tried so hard to bury because that person was there for it. So you get this sense of vulnerability, that they kind of know all your secrets. And I don't think that feeling has ever left me whenever I was around Lauren. And in hindsight, I cherish that sense of vulnerability because I think that's what signifies a close friendship. We remained really close friends from middle school and all throughout high school, and even out of high school, we went to Arizona State University together for our first semester of college, and then we left after only one semester because we just didn't like the school or the culture at all. And as much as we disliked living in Arizona, we still had a blast, and we came back to California with a ton of good memories. It was just like a weird vacation, And the years following, Lauren and I were trying to figure out our lives separately. She went to IVC and then eventually UCLA, where she graduated from. And in the meantime, I went to Chapman University for film. And during this time, we hung out a bunch, but our relationship kind of dwindled. It's not like we had any kind of bitter falling out. I think we just slowly grew apart. And then in 2010, Lauren left to go live in Israel for a couple of years, and I was back in California pursuing a career in film. So time flew by, and during that time, her and I honestly didn't communicate much at all. Maybe the occasional Facebook message here and there, but we didn't maintain a close relationship whatsoever. So in April 2012, she messages me on Facebook out of the blue, and she tells me, "Hey, I'm back in California for good." And I just remember being in complete shock. I had no idea she was already back. That's how little we communicated. First, it was like, "Hey, I'm leaving to Israel," to, "Hi, I'm in Israel," and then, "Hey, I'm back in Irvine." So I was kind of just, I was caught off guard a little bit, And she asked me if I was going to Coachella, which was right around the corner. And I was, and so was she. So we made plans to meet up. And once we were there, we were supposed to meet at a specific speaker tower at the back of the main stage where the Black Keys were playing. And so I dragged my buddy Sean with me to go meet her. And I remember seeing the speaker tower in the distance, and I was just like weaving in and out of the crowd in the darkness with a million faces flying by me. And I remember feeling more and more nervous the closer we were getting to the tower because, I haven't seen her in so long. And I think our friendship wasn't nearly as close as what it used to be. And honestly, up until that point, our friendship kind of felt like a relic of the past. It literally felt like I haven't seen her in like 10 years, so I didn't know what to expect. So anyway, I'm going through the crowd, and I just remember the space kind of opening up, and as we neared the speaker tower, I was searching, 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 and thinking, one of these people must be her. And then all of a sudden, she turned to look at me, and we made eye contact and just immediately smiled at each other. Then we just smashed into each other in this like hugging embrace. And I remember that the music was so loud that we had to yell into each other's ears, and we were just talking, like just catching up. and, you know, the Black Keys were playing in the distant background, and we weren't even listening to a single note. We were just so completely in our own little bubble, you know, with each other's complete undivided attention. It was amazing. You know, it was incredible. But anyway, she asked me if Sean and I wanted to go back to the house where she was staying at to go, you know, hang out for the rest of the night. And then once we got there, she just offered for us to stay the whole weekend. At the time, Sean and I were staying at a trailer park, so it was like a no-brainer to accept her offer because, you know, she had this really nice house with multiple rooms and this awesome pool in the back. So we accepted her offer and we stayed there the whole weekend. And honestly, I think she was having such a good time with us that night that she also just wanted to surround herself with other people. And she wanted the good times to kind of keep on going, which, you know, it was mutual. So for 3 days straight, it was just Lauren, Sean, Chris and Bennett, myself, and our buddy Josh. And, you know, we were just having the time of our lives. There was lots of drinking, lots of dancing, lots of laughing, lots of swimming, lots of reminiscing. And of course, you know, knowing Lauren being obsessed with yoga, there was lots of drunken yoga. Honestly, the music acts kind of became secondary. Not intentionally, just, you know, like being smashed together with Lauren into such an intimate space so abruptly after not seeing her for 2 years. It was just really intense for me, you know? It was just Lauren. And as fun as it was, there was still this slight awkwardness between her and I, you know, this nervousness around each other. I started to feel kind of that vulnerability around her again, you know? We sat in the dark the first night, and I remember just talking about life, you know, over a couple of beers. And there was definitely a pain inside of her that I could sense. And she admitted to it, and she told me why, which I won't get into because I feel like it's personal. But it seemed like she was trying to suppress this pain by having a good time with us, which she did. And, you know, throughout the weekend, I felt this small distance between us that, you know, even with all the revelry, I couldn't seem to quite close it. And I think it was because we haven't seen each other in so long. You know, the relationship definitely wasn't like what it used to be. It was just kind of like a shell of what it once was. So the weekend ended and I was driving home from Coachella, and I remember, you know, telling my friend Chad this, and I told him that honestly I don't know if a strong friendship was going to come out of it. Like, I was filled with doubt. It was just this crazy whirlwind with Lauren firmly planted at the center of it, and I kind of wrote it off as just a one-off weekend getaway. Anyway, days passed and I returned to my life, and on this random weekday, I get a text, and it's from Lauren, and she says, "Hey, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to hang out?" And I remember being kind of surprised by it. I never told her this, but that text meant a lot to me because it erased all those doubts and insecurities I had about our friendship from Coachella weekend. You know, I mean, I think that text told me that she did want to be my friend again and that she wanted to be a part of my life again. So I responded, "Yeah, let's hang out." And after that, our friendship just like took off, you know? We talked almost every day. It was pretty incredible. I mean, we shared music, movies, articles, gossip, just everything, you know? We went late night swimming at the local pool. We had deep talks at the jacuzzi about, you know, religion, spirituality, life, marriage, divorce, the past, the future. She taught me yoga. We went surfing for our first time together, and she was there when I caught my first wave. And afterwards, I just remember paddling up to her out in the ocean, and she said that she's never seen me smile that big before in her entire life. And I didn't even notice I was smiling in the first place. And she really sucked at surfing. It was kind of adorable. But anyway, that was just a really good day. You know, my friends became her friends. You know, we went drinking all the time. We went out drinking all the time together. We celebrated 4th of July out in Hermosa Beach together. I took her to go see some of the old cats whenever they were back in town, from like Chad Smiley to Michelle Weinstein and everybody in between. you know, people she hasn't seen in ages. And I think she was just loving the experience because she was revisiting the past with this new perspective. Anyway, we went to a bunch of concerts. We saw Alt-J, we saw Grizzly Bear, you know, we went to Coachella again the following year and had an even better time than the year before. And we declared Coachella as a tradition where the same group of friends would reconvene every year at the same house on the same weekend. I mean, we were hanging out so much, people actually thought we were dating. And it was kind of annoying, but, you know, whatever. Her and I just kind of laughed about shit like that. We didn't really care what people said as long as we knew who we were to each other. I mean, within 2 years, our friendship became stronger than our friendship ever was out of all the years we've ever known each other. And it honestly blows my mind to think about that, considering I've known her for 17 years. I think we just reconnected at a time when both of us were different people than the last time we saw each other. And I think at the time we were both harboring a lot of emotional pain from just, you know, life itself that forced us to grow older. And I also think that we found a lot of relief in each other from these emotional pains, you know. We were more mature, we had more life experience. There's just a deeper appreciation for our friendship. And because of that, I think our relationship was more meaningful than it's ever been. Now, you know, she was this very driven girl, but I always felt like, although her career was important to her, it was always secondary to her interpersonal relationships. I think these relationships are what she cared about the most, you know? That's what I've always noticed about her. And you certainly can't say that about everybody. I can't say that about myself. My career is absolutely at the forefront of my life, and I don't think that's a good thing. I think it's become an obsession that's done my life some damage, you know? But her interpersonal relationships is what she lived for. It's what stimulated her the most. I mean, she loved being in love. She loved the idea of love. And she was always in search for the deepest forms of it, you know? And when she found it, she was scared shitless of it because as much as it could bring her the utmost happiness, it had the power to destroy her just as much. And she knew it too. And I know this because, you know, this is what she told me, more or less. But that never stopped her from searching for it and giving herself over to it entirely if she found it. And I think you could say the same thing for many of her relationships, not just her lovers, but, you know, her family and her friends. And if you were lucky enough to be her close friend, it was a really intense experience. I mean, she was so goddamn passionate and loving, and at the same time, she could be just as combative and just like crawl under your skin and just like really get to you, you know? But to me, that's just a testament to how invested she was in the relationship. You know, if she cared about you, then she would give herself over to you entirely. You would get all the facets of her personality, you know, the whole package. And that's just the type of person she was. And I love her for that. She was really persistent in prying her way back into my life. She was the active one and I was the more passive one. And she made it clear to me that she wanted to be my friend again. And it just, like, fucked my whole world up in the best way possible. You know? It was just so intense having her back in my life. She's changed how I view the world so much. You have no idea. I mean, she gave a shit. You know? She really gave a shit. And that means the world to me. And I'll never forget that, like, ever. I'm so lucky that she came back into my life when she did. You know, I honestly don't know where I would be if she didn't contact me. I feel so incredibly lucky that she allowed me to be a part of the last 2 years of her life. And those 2 years are some of the greatest memories I've ever had. And, you know, she gave that to me. She gave those memories to me for me to hold on to and, you know, constantly learn from. And to just revisit anytime I miss her, which is every single waking moment of my life. And for that, I'll forever be grateful to her. I wish I could tell her that, you know?